Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 8-Week Couples Therapy Workbook by clinical psychologist Jill Squires-Gruber, PhD, is a guided, skills-based workbook for couples who want to strengthen their relationship through practical, structured practice. Positioned as an 8-week program, it focuses on everyday relationship pain points, such as miscommunication, recurring conflicts, emotional distance, and difficulty staying connected under stress. The book draws primarily from evidence-based applied psychology with a cognitive behavioral therapy foundation, while also incorporating established ideas from communication-focused and emotion-focused approaches. Rather than offering abstract theory alone, it is designed to be used actively by partners together, using exercises that build insight and translate it into new habits. Across the program, couples are encouraged to develop more compassionate listening, clearer expression of needs, and healthier conflict patterns, while also nurturing emotional, physical, and spiritual connection. The overall purpose is to help partners create a stable communication foundation and a repeatable process for repair and growth, not just short-term relief. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a structured 8-week roadmap for relationship change. A defining feature of the workbook is its time-bound structure, an 8-week sequence, that encourages couples to practice consistently rather than relying on motivation alone. This kind of format matters because relationship change is often less about discovering a single insight and more about repetition, follow-through, and creating shared rituals for communication. By working in weekly segments, partners can focus on one theme at a time, reflect on how it shows up in their specific dynamic, and then test new behaviors in real situations. The structure also helps reduce overwhelm. Couples who feel stuck commonly try to fix everything at once, which can quickly lead back to old patterns. An organized plan supports gradual progress and gives partners a way to measure improvement in concrete terms, such as fewer escalations or faster repair after disagreements. Because it is a workbook, the reading is meant to be paired with activities, discussion prompts, and deliberate practice. This positions the book as a self-directed intervention tool that couples can use at home, while still aligning with clinical principles of building skills, evaluating outcomes, and adjusting strategies over time. Secondly, communication fundamentals: listening, clarity, and compassion. The workbook centers on the idea that communication problems are rarely just about wording. They are often about attention, emotional reactivity, assumptions, and difficulty expressing needs without blame. Grounded in evidence-based applied psychology, the book emphasizes learning to listen in a way that lowers defensiveness and increases understanding, and that typically includes slowing down interactions, checking interpretations, and demonstrating that a partner's feelings were heard, even during disagreement. On the expression side, the focus is on clarity and responsibility, describing experiences and needs without turning them into accusations or character judgments. This matters because couples can easily slide from a specific complaint into global criticism, which escalates conflict and erodes trust. A compassion-forward framing also supports partners in staying connected while addressing hard topics, so the relationship does not become a constant series of problem-solving sessions. By repeatedly practicing communication skills, couples can build a more reliable sense of emotional safety over time. This makes it easier to discuss sensitive subjects like unmet expectations, intimacy, family stress, or finances without the conversation immediately turning into a familiar fight. Thirdly, conflict repair and respectful problem-solving. Conflict is presented as normal in committed relationships, but the workbook aims to change how conflict is handled. Many couples are not struggling because they disagree, but because disagreements become cycles of escalation, withdrawal, personal attacks, or stalemates that never resolve. With a CBT foundation, the book encourages couples to notice the patterns that keep fights going, including unhelpful thoughts, rigid interpretations, and automatic reactions. From there, partners can shift toward respectful problem-solving that protects the bond while addressing the issue. A key practical aim is to help couples reduce destructive behaviors and increase repair, meaning the ability to de-escalate, take responsibility for impact, and reconnect after a rupture. Repair is crucial because even well-intended conversations can go wrong, and relationships strengthen when partners learn how to recover. The workbook format supports this by guiding couples through reflection and active practice, not just recommending general advice. When couples build a repeatable conflict process, they gain confidence that hard conversations are survivable, which often reduces the fear and tension that trigger arguments in the first place. Fourthly, rebuilding intimacy, emotional, physical, and spiritual connection beyond communication and conflict, the workbook emphasizes strengthening connection across multiple dimensions. The link-up data consistently describes emotional, physical, and spiritual connection, suggesting the book does not treat intimacy as only sexual or only emotional. Instead, intimacy is framed as a broader sense of closeness, responsiveness, and shared meaning. Emotional intimacy grows when partners feel understood and valued, which is closely tied to communication skills and respectful conflict. Physical intimacy can be supported when partners feel safe, connected, and able to discuss preferences and boundaries without shame or pressure. Spiritual connection. As referenced in promotional descriptions, can be interpreted as shared values, purpose, or a sense of being aligned in what the relationship stands for. Whether or not that is tied to a specific faith tradition, the workbook approach is practical. It encourages couples to translate good intentions into actions that create closeness in daily life, especially when stress and routines have made the relationship feel transactional. By addressing intimacy alongside problem areas, the book aims to help couples move from merely avoiding fights to actively enjoying each other and reinforcing the relationship as a source of support. Lastly, integrating evidence-based psychology into real-life habits, the workbook positions itself as evidence-based applied psychology, emphasizing that research alone is not enough without practical translation. Its foundation in cognitive behavioral therapy points to a focus on the links between thoughts, emotions, and behaviors in relationship moments. When couples learn to identify what they are telling themselves during conflict or disconnection, they can often reduce misinterpretations and choose more constructive responses. At the same time, the book acknowledges that couples are dealing with complex realities and long-standing patterns, so change requires both insight and humane, realistic practice. By incorporating ideas from communication-based and emotion-focused therapies, it blends skills training with attention to emotional needs and attachment-relevant dynamics, without requiring the reader to be a clinician. This integration helps the workbook function as both a self-help tool and a resource that professionals or graduate students might recognize as aligned with established therapeutic traditions. The practical takeaway is habit formation couples build a toolkit they can reuse, including ways to talk, ways to pause, and ways to reconnect. That makes the program valuable not only during a rough period, but also as preventative maintenance for long-term relationship health. In conclusion, this workbook is best suited for couples who want a guided, do-together process for strengthening their relationship, whether they are navigating recurring arguments, feeling less connected, or simply trying to build better habits before problems deepen. It can also be useful for mental health professionals or graduate students looking for a structured, client-friendly set of exercises consistent with evidence-based principles. The primary benefit is practical partners get a repeatable framework for communicating with more compassion, managing conflict with more respect, and investing in connection intentionally, rather than leaving closeness to chance. Because the approach emphasizes active participation, it can help couples move from understanding problems intellectually to changing what they do in the moments that matter, such as during stressful evenings, difficult decisions, or misunderstandings that usually spiral. What helps the book stand out in the crowded couple self-help category is its clear program design combined with an applied psychology orientation. Instead of relying on inspirational generalities, it is positioned as a hands-on workbook grounded in CBT while drawing from communication and emotion-focused approaches. That blend supports both skill building and closeness, aiming for a relationship that is not only more stable but also more connected. If you would like to support Jill Squires Gruver PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.